Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden. Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends, space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Tomorrow. Tonight's production is the amazing audio adventures of Moon Man Manscout.
Tonight's episode, the amazing audio adventures of Moon Man Manscout. Born in the red part of the moon after a disastrous war that wiped out almost every trace of his people's culture, Moon Man Manscout was rescued by a kindly private industry astronaut. Raised in secret, Moon Man Manscout uses his people's greatest weapon, the Quantum Anticipation Matrix, which allows Moon Man Manscout to do kind of whatever the plot might require that week. Honestly, we've been kicking it around a bit about whether we should nerf his power set, but that's not a question for right now. This week's episode comes after episode 283. To find it, tune your telelectroscope to dimension 12.4x89πy, where it was broadcast exclusively with consideration provided by Nozzle Cola. We join our hero now as his alter ego, Dominic DePlume, at the swanky offices of PopFeed.com, where editor-in-chief Neha Nanda and star reporter Alex Isle are locked in a heated debate.
Neha, how can you call yourself a news editor if you're not going to let me follow the big stories?
Knock, knock. You wanted to see me, Neha?
Dominic DePlume, you clickbait peddler. Where are we with your story from last week about the actual wizard using trading cards to summon bank-robbing minions?
Of course, Neha Nanda, my editor-in-chief most dear. Well, I'm just waiting to hear back from an expert about the value of the cards in question. There seems to be some dispute about an alpha printing of...
All right, fine. But I want to send it live this afternoon under the tag Shocking. You got that? Okay, get out. Now listen here, Al.
Boss, this is a serious thing. The estimated cost of fluoride per person is roughly $1. If we multiply that by the population of Herb Deorum, that's almost $4 million that the taxpayers have to cover to replace
it. No one is saying that it isn't interesting reporting, Alex. But I am telling you I can't get, wow, fluoride goes missing from municipal water facilities to get nearly as many clicks as I can with something like...
Look, boss, I understand the importance of clicks. Especially now that the amazing audio adventures of Moon Man Manscout is selling ad space.
That's right.
Imagine having your podcast, Kickstarter, or YouTube channel described lovingly by your favorite characters from your favorite space opera. The amazing audio adventures of Moon Man Manscout.
Well, I don't know if Moon Man Manscout would advertise for just anybody. These products must really be something.
You're still here, Dom? get to that article. I want to follow up tonight. Make the perfect picnic lunch, and we'll tell you what card to animate as your perfect henchman.
I was actually hoping I could borrow Alex for a moment.
Not now, Dom. I'm right in the middle of this thought.
Okay, well.
Now look here, Neha. Look right here. See this here. Hear me out. Now hear me out, Neha. Look here, look, see. Now look here, look, see. Look, look, Neha, Neha.
Meanwhile, passing by the desk of Dawson Clements Red Redbone III.
Beta cuck? What's a beta cuck?
Say, Red, what's cooking? Why the potty mouth?
Oh, hey, Mr. DePlume. Just replying to a comment about healthcare on my girlfriend Jenny Poole's Facebook. Somebody named Lorraine Jim the Webs called me a beta cuck and a snowflake because I tried to explain the insurance exchange market.
Sounds thorny. Anyway, knock off and come with me, will ya? I got a hot tip on a story. Want to follow it up?
What's that, Mr. DePlume?
A hot tip? Well, it's... I mean, I thought you'd know what...
No, what is the tip, Dom? I know what a hot tip is.
Oh, of course, yes. Well, the tip is about a shipment going to the local reservoir.
Reservoir? This have anything to do with Mr. Isle's fluoride story?
Well, yes, I, wanted to,
You wanted to help him get a scoop, huh, Mr. DePlume?
Well, just, you know, to, help a fellow blogger.
Sure, Mr. DePlume. You know, it sure is swell of you to always help everyone out with their own reporting.
Ah, well, just doing what any good citizen would do. Golly, I better be more subtle about my superhero snooping. If anyone here found out I was also Moon Man Man Scout, I couldn't do my job as a reporter and keep helping the good city of Herb Deorum as a hero in a spacesuit. My ally and romantic companion, the social secretary, would have to shoulder all the responsibility herself.
Mr. DePlume? Hello? You're doing that thing people around here seem to do. You know, just kind of mumbling to yourself?
Oh, sorry, Red. You're right. People around here do that a lot.
Well, anyway, let's go. We could take a hitch.
Ooh, hitch! They are my favorite rideshare service. I just love that logo color.
Yeah, and now with their back-of-the-flatbed service, you can share a hitch with up to 3 other people so everybody saves. And their sketchy neighborhood premium pricing is now 20% lower at all times.
Great idea, Red. Hitch. Put a hitch in your get-along.
Yes. That is their slogan.
Meanwhile, at the reservoir.
Quickly, bring the barrel. We must get all of this precious snacky salt loaded by the planet's 5 p.m. if we're ever going to complete the harvest.
The harvest.
The harvest. The harvest.
Why must we do this before 5 of their hours? Why don't we just concentrate on the harvest?
Our master was quite clear that we will only get his help if we complete our work.
What was that?
Hide! Into the barrels!
What indeed was that, dear listeners? Let's slip outside and find out.
Come on, Alex. Don't get nervous now. Blogging like this is going to put potfeed.com on the map. Let's see. This is the shipping dock here. Okay, Alex. So do you remember how to pick a padlock? Talking to yourself a bit much, Alex. Yeesh.
No one is about, thankfully.
Yeah, that is pretty surprising.
Not really, if you have the quantum anticipation matrix.
What's that?
Oh, nothing, friend. Isn't that the loading dock there? And a shadowy figure.
Ah, cripes. What are those two doing here? Hey, get over here, you two. Quiet.
Alex, why, I thought you were at the office.
I was. I ditched out after you left and zipped down here. What took you two so long?
Well, we took a hitch back of the flatbed down here.
Boy, was it less expensive than Lyft or Uber.
And it only took a bit longer than you.
But I left after you.
Never mind. Let's get in there and see what's shaking.
One lock-picking session later.
What do you see?
Nothing. Yet. Come on.
I have a bad feeling. Maybe I should hang by the door.
Oh, Dom. You're such a beta cuck.
Huh, there it is again.
Wait.
Why are all these barrels out on the loading dock floor?
Now!
What? Where'd these barrels come from?
Oh my God! Look up there!
Mwah! Behold our inhuman visage! Visages! Visages!
Can't get free!
Nothing must inhibit the harvest! Quickly, let's leave them and load the snacky salts.
Snacky salts?
The fluoride!
We must help, but we're trapped in these barrels. Must concentrate. Give the quantum anticipation matrix time to work.
Wait, I have an idea. Red, Dom, clamp your lips. Don't let them see we have fluoride in our teeth.
Why would you yell that?
Just play along.
No! Never will they get my delicious fluoride. Come on, Red, join in.
Oh, lips firmly sealed. No tiny pink freaks are getting my tooth fluoride.
What? What's that? They have the snacky salts in their food cutting chips.
The snacky salt in their mouths. We could take it with us in our terrible vehicle.
And get crumbs of it in the cushions.
I greatly desire this.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Now! Fight them!
I can roll! I'll roll for help!
Ugh, what a snowflake.
How is that an insult?
Subsist! You are still trapped in the barrel! All you have done is delay the harvest!
The harvest!
Meanwhile, back outside!
Finally! I can shred this ridiculous barrel! Thanks to the Quantum Anticipation Matrix. Now to transform. Time to recite the Moon Man Man Scout Oath. On the soil of my people, the red dirt of the moon, by the blood of my people, spoiled too soon. Their abilities mine, their power to use. The Quantum Anticipation Matrix gives Moon Man Man Scout his due! Now to stop those tiny, grubby pink monsters.
But wait, what of Red and Alex?
No, you go after the rolling
one. Good thinking getting them arguing, Alex. They're quite busy.
I had to go do the last boring errand. It's your turn.
Shatter! Land! Step away from the bloggers, you chewing gum-looking menaces!
No!
Moon Man Scout!
Moon Man Man Scout?
That's right, ne'er-do-wellers. Have at you! Pow! Tuck! Clicker! Shammo! Busywhack!
We must escape!
Dodge!
Agreed.
Biff!
I have a plan.
Pow!
Prepare to flee back to our master.
Ka-chack!
Up!
Oh no!
Moonman! He's teetering precariously on the edge of that vat of... water? That's water, right?
I mean, what else could it be?
Yeah, it's a reservoir.
Either way, save me!
Don't worry, Alex. I've got you.
Oh, my. Even through your spacesuit, I can feel your muscles ripple.
Now to deal with those creatures. What? Gone!
They escaped while you saved Alex. But it seems you prevented their harvest.
Yes, thanks to me and the Quantum Anticipation Matrix.
They mentioned a master. I wonder who those nasty creatures could be working for.
Indeed. We'd better be on the lookout. I think there's more to this caper than meets the eye.
As always, an astute observation, Alex. Well, away with me. As always, be safe, citizens. I'm just, gonna grab this empty barrel as a souvenir for me.
Boy. That Moon Man Man Scout sure is a real hero.
I guess, Mr. Isle, but he's no social secretary.
Ah, fair enough, my young friend. Still, I'd like to know what's under that spacesuit. Who? Anyway, let's go find Dom and get back to Pop Feed.
Soon, outside.
There he is. Look at him, the little cutie almost made the parking lot. Say, Dom! Ready to head out?
Oh, you're free. That's great. Help me out of this cursed barrel.
Geez, Dom. You're no help. Nothing like that Moon Man Man Scout.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure.
No, really. Nothing alike. He's super strong and handsome, and you're nebbish and frail. and a coward.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
No, he's right, Dom. Night and day.
I wouldn't be so quick to...
Let's just go. I'll call a hitch.
What about your car?
I'll hitch back for it later. It's so affordable, I can't afford not to. Hitch.
Guys, what's a beta cuck?
Language!
Tune in next time for more amazing Gaudio adventures of Moon the Man, the Man Scout. Brought to you on this plane of reality by Hitch. Available wherever Telelectric apps are available for download. Subject to availability.
The Theater of Tomorrow was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Witten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. This production was fortunate in securing the services of Mark Witten as Moonman Man Scout Dominic DePlume and the narrator, E.K. Daggenfield as Alex Isle, Krista Lewis as Neha Nanda, Paul Getz as Dawson Clements Red Redbone III, and Mario Colley and Travis McMaster as the creatures. Moonman Man Scout was written by Mario Colley. Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of Moonman Man Scout!
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.